Welcome to the Gussie Show with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice and Peanut the Squirrel and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's time again for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino, and we think we know what we're doing tonight, but don't count on it. Tonight, Josie welcomes live to the show Jenny Carr, Larry J. Massey, and Vernon Oxford. And now, because her boot wouldn't get soggy in her mill, and she's CMG's Radio DJ of the Week, we don't know how that happened, but we're glad it did. Here she is, the teenage girl herself for another 2 years, Josie Pasatino.
Hello, everyone. Nice introduction, intro there, Alan. Anyway,
you're
hi,
welcome.
Everyone. It was very, very nice. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. We have a very exciting show, very fast-paced, fun type thing tonight, so I am beyond excited, and we're glad that you guys are joining us tonight, because it's going to be just a blast. I hope you guys had a great week. We did, very busy, and a little sad, because our Yes?
I just want to mention real quick that tonight's show is sponsored by the Teddy Bear Music Festival, because nothing shuts up a little kid quicker than music and a teddy bear.
Teddy bears are nice, okay? I want a teddy bear. but let's leave it to those kids. But yeah, definitely, thank you, Alan. But also, like I mentioned here, I had an interesting week and a little sad week because my guinea pig, Lee Ann, actually passed away. And it was very, very sad for us, but we're moving on. It was very, very sad. But we're gonna have a good week. We're gonna great show. And a great weekend too, I hope, for all of you people out there. So now here's what we have planned. Tonight I have three amazing guests joining me, singer songwriters, Jenny Carr, Larry Massey, and Vernon Oxford. So it's going to be a really great show. We got three amazing, amazing guests, so you'll get to hear our fun chats with them and some awesome music. We'll also get to do a Jenny Carr giveaway in the next half hour as well. So to be eligible for this giveaway, please join our chat room or jot down our station number, 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. Then message in, chat, or text when we tell you to, and be the first one in and win. So remember, we're live. So anything can happen. That's why we still love our live shows. It's always exciting. You never know who's going to call in or what mistakes I'm going to make. So, I mean, you've got a lot to look forward to.
Don't worry if the mistake screws up, because that just raises our ratings.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it works. It really does. So remember,
yeah, we were at like number 5, then Josie forgot to unmute her mic for like 10 minutes, and we went to number 3.
It's true. Actually, you know what? I think that's true. I like it. but I'm not going to make a habit of messing up, Alan, so I don't know what you're thinking. But anyway, once again...
Yeah, just blame Mom.
Yeah. Once again, to be eligible for this giveaway, please remember, go into our chat room at josieshow.com. You can go in the forums to register. It's free and easy and very, 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 very fast. And then you just go, on the main page, josieshow.com, and then sign in on our chat room, and then that's it, and then you're in. And you can participate in the show with our guests and in this giveaway. Or remember, there's two options if you're not able to be here on the computer and you're listening to us by phone. Remember, you can call in or text at 331-442-5833 when we tell you. All right. Sounds good. All right. So I'm so excited. Let me just start out. I'm so excited because I want to put on my first guest. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Jenny Carr to the show. Hello, Jenny, you there?
Hi, Josie. Jesse, how are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you?
I'm wonderful, calling you from wonderful Pekin, Indiana tonight. It's been a gorgeous day here. It's been a wonderful day for us.
Oh, well, that's good. That makes the day so much better when it's nice weather.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be here with you tonight. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. I am so excited. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We are, you know, we're looking to have some fun with you tonight because we got a giveaway and a lot of fun, exciting things happening.
Yay.
And a great interview. I'm so excited. So first off, I want to mention here really quick, for people who don't know or weren't able to join in, you were the Josie Show's Country Blast Radio Artist of the Week this past Tuesday for our Giveaway Tuesdays. So we got to give away. Yeah, we got to give away three fun packs to some very exciting, excitable fans. I mean, they're very excited. So that is so, so cool. Yeah, we had just so much fun doing that, and I really want to give the winners one more congratulations. Carrie, Anita, and Lisa, and we sent you all of your fun fan packs from Jenny Carr. And, Jenny, I want to just, you know, thank you so much for participating in our first contest at the station. I just wanted to just thank you so much. We appreciated it.
Oh, thank you again. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Oh, anytime. Thank you. So I want to get started, get to know you a little bit better and play some of your music here. So I am going to basically pretty much start from all the way at the beginning with your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
Wow. Actually, people wondered where it came from. There was nobody in our family that was musical at all, but yet when I was 3 and 4 years old, I would stand up on the table, and my favorite song was Jesse Coulter's I'm Not Lisa, and it got to where every family gathering, it was expected that little Jenny was going to get on the table and sing I'm Not Lisa. So those are my earliest memories. I really didn't take music seriously at all until after I graduated high school. I picked up a guitar at 19, and the rest is kind of history. It just kind of took off from there, and I never stopped.
Wow, absolutely, and you shouldn't. Well, that's funny because, you know, most of the people I talk to, they're like, yeah, I started because, you know, I had a musical family and stuff. I mean, this kind of just came out of the blue for you. Like, you know, it was meant to be, you know?
Absolutely. Everybody wondered where it came from. I know that my grandmother on my dad's side played a little bit of fiddle, but that was the closest relation we could get, and I cannot play fiddle at all.
Wow.
I've tried.
That is crazy. But we're glad that you did take this route because you are beyond amazing, and we enjoy your music.
Thank you. Yes.
And who are your biggest musical influences, would you say? I mean, who do you listen to on repeat?
Oh, it's absolutely all across the board. One of my biggest influences, I'd say, is Elvis. And if you see my live shows, you might understand that.
yeah.
As far as vocally, Patsy Cline had a lot of... I'm very traditional in the way I write and even the way I sing, even though my shows are a little high energy and kind of a lot more modern and in your face. I gain a lot of what I do from the deep roots in traditional country. And Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, even Kitty Wells, going way back, that's where I get most of my influence from. But I love a lot of blues. Delbert McClinton is one of my favorite blues artists. I pick a little bit of everything from, or a little bit of something from everything that I see.
Wow. So you have a nice mix there. You don't just like, you know, one type of... you know, music over the other. You kind of just, you know, listen to music. You like music in general. I'm like that too.
Absolutely. Especially over the years, I've learned to appreciate all types of music.
Yeah. I like that. And I mean, it's so cool because, you know, I was reading, you know, your bio and about, you know, the people that you've got to work with and open up for, and I mean top acts like George Jones, Brad Paisley, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw. I mean, can you tell us a bit about experiences like that? That's wow.
Yeah, those experiences are kind of beyond words. I would say to be able to even, you know, you hear people talk about it's such an honor to be nominated for this, but even to be mentioned in the same sentence with some of these people is awesome. But to be able to share the same stage and sometimes even the same microphones and sound guys is absolutely amazing. There's nothing like it.
Wow. wow. Were you at all, you know, nervous or starstruck when you were doing it, or were you just, you know, hey, I'm going to do my thing?
I've kind of been just one of those that always, I do what I do. I think I'm, mm-hmm. I am when they're on stage, when I'm watching them, oh, yeah, I'm totally starstruck. But then when mm-hmm. it comes time to do what I have to do or what I'm supposed to do, it just happens.
Professionalism.
It becomes work at that point in time. I get
exactly.
lost.
Exactly. Then when you're off the stage, then you do your little freak out, because that's what I would
absolutely.
Do. So. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I hear you. Can you tell us a little bit, because we have some music of yours, so can you please tell us first off about some of the music that you currently have out right now at this moment that people can find?
Well, the album was released back in May of 2012, mm-hmm. and right now the current single that's out is Don't Throw That Dog a Bone, although the second single was just mailed out to radio this past week, and that song is actually Grace. The first song, Don't Throw That Dog a Bone, was written by Frank Myers and Bernie Nelson, both out in Nashville. It's the only song on the album that I did not write. Grace is totally all me. It is available on iTunes. It is available on Amazon and also on the website, JennyCarr.com.
Nice. Very easy. And, yeah, so just go pretty much to the website, and that's where, you know, you get most of all of your things you'll be able to see. And so, yeah, I want to play that song that you mentioned, Don't Throw That Dog a Bone, which we play a lot on Josie's Country Blast Radio. We love this song.
Thank you.
And, yeah, so I am so excited to get the chance to play it on the Josie Show. So let's play it right now, Don't Throw That Dog a Bone by Jenny Carr, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Yay! Thank you. Here we go.
Place. I tried to stay out of your face, but girl, I'm telling you, he's like a hound, he sniffs around until he's found something warm he can hold on.
All right, that was Don't Throw That Dog a Bone by Jenny Carr, and I love that song. That's one of those songs that can get stuck in your head and you don't want it to ever come out. it's so catchy. I love it. So now I want to start here with the giveaway. So everyone, please, please stand by here. Everyone, please, please post in the chat room, I love Jenny Carr's music, or text us. And I'm trying to find the number because I don't remember that kind of stuff. Oh, here we go. It's 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. And be the first one to type in, I love Jenny Carr's music, and you totally mean it. I know you do. And and then you can win. So everyone, please do that. And while we check the phones and all that fun stuff, our producers are looking at everything, so I can continue. but yeah, be the first one to call, everybody. All right. So now I want to ask you here to give us out, you gave us your website, but can you give us, you know, some social networking sites or something that, you know, your new fans can chat with you and get to know you a little bit better?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook. I have both my personal profile on there and my music pages on there. You can send me private messages there. I do my best to answer any and all messages that people send me. I appreciate each and every one. I believe there's still a profile out there on MySpace if anybody still uses that. And, of course, I am on Twitter at Jenny Carr. So I love when people interact with us. I love the questions. I love the requests. So please look us up, follow, send us some messages. We appreciate them.
Yes, do it, do it. I know there's some people out there that still use MySpace, so it'll get used sometime.
Updated, so somebody's using it.
Someone's using it. Nice. See, there you go. You have some different places, and you definitely do. So everyone, make sure you add, subscribe, like, follow Jenny Carr.
Oh,
do all that. Yes. Do it, do it. So, and also remember, make sure you go to her website, jennycarr.com, because you have some really awesome performance action shots. That's what I like to call them. I don't know what they're really called, but they're awesome. I love them. So please just go there. You can see performances and all other fun stuff, and that's just basically your one-stop shop for everything. So remember to go to the website, jennycarr.com. So do it, do it, do it. And also, another thing that I've seen, I understand that you have a contest running for a private backyard concert. Can you tell everyone about that, where they can submit an entry or how it's going to work? Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. There is a song on the album that's called My Own Backyard, and we're doing a promotion that's going on right now. Where you can actually buy a raffle tickets. Now, there are certain provisions that do apply, and you can look up all the rules and those things on the website, but we are selling those tickets, and for like $20, you can end up with your own private backyard concert. That I will come out and do a private acoustic show at your place. It has to be used by a certain time this summer, but again, you can look all the details up on JennyCarr.com, and it's been such a fun promotion, and I cannot wait to see whose backyard we actually end up in for a nice barbecue family cookout. I'd like to promote those sort of things.
Awesome. I think that is so cool. Not a lot of people, do those kind of fun contests, and I think it's very cool that you do that kind of stuff because, I mean, a lot of fans appreciate, being able to, meet their favorite artists and get to meet you and get to, go to a concert so close to them, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's really, really cool.
Well, we in today's video, the technology age and all that sort of thing, I love when I'm driving down the street and you see all the cars that are parked in the yards and people are outside, they're having a good time, they're listening to music, campfires, and all the families are out and just having a good time and enjoying being around each other, and that's kind of what we wanted to bring out to somebody, we want to promote that sort of family time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love that. I think that is amazing, and I'm completely jealous of the person that'll win this. So, do it. Join in. So I have another song of yours here that I would like to play. Your song Grace, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Here we go. Grace by Jenny Carr, and we'll be right back with her in just a moment. While the song was playing, got a message here that we have a winner for the Jenny Carr prizes. So congrats to our Jenny Carr contest winner tonight, Tim. He got some cool prizes, so woohoo! Congratulations. He was the first Jenny Carr fan to give us a message. So that is awesome. Congratulations. We'll get all the details from him and send your prizes away. So yeah.
We have a second place. Vicky, who's in England, she did it second, so we'll just give her a shout out.
There you go.
Awesome.
England. Love it. Awesome. And I know they're so excited to get stuff from you, and it's thank you once again. It's amazing.
Thank
so
you.
Excited.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Anytime, anytime. You got a lot of fans that are just so excited about everything that you're doing and so supportive of you and are so excited to get stuff, you know, that are from you. So I think that is really, really cool.
Well, I'm really excited about them.
Yay! Definitely. So let's see here. I got some more fun questions here for you. First off, I was wondering, you know, what's some current, you know, are you working on any other projects that you could tell us about or anything in the works that you could let us know about, sneak peek maybe?
Well, I kind of mentioned earlier that, and you just played Grace, that is the next single to come out, and it was just, actually just mailed out to radio last week, so everybody should be getting those copies of that, and we're still in production for the video that's coming out along with that, and we're actually releasing it as an inspirational country music song. So we're really excited about kind of literally putting a new light on my music altogether, but especially on this song, and we're really excited about the video coming out too.
Oh, I am so excited too. I love my inspirational country songs.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. That is so exciting. I cannot wait until the video comes out. Do you think it'll be, like, on YouTube or something for people to check out?
Well, we will absolutely give it to our all of our team members that are on the website first.
Awesome.
But then we will definitely link it up through the YouTube channel and everything and for everybody else to take a look at as well. So, again, we're really excited, and that's our big project that we have going on right now.
Ah, it's so exciting. Perfect. I cannot wait to see that. And also, thank you so much for sending us Grace, because, I mean, not a lot of people got it yet, so that's really, really cool. I think we got to play it for everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all playing it.
Anytime. And so here's a fun question. What are some things that you like to do, you know, as a hobby or something fun that you like to do while you're not working, you know, kind of on your downtime?
We are absolute lake fiends. I love to spend my time at the lake. If it involves floating and sunshine and wide open water, I'm absolutely there.
Oh, me too. Oh, my gosh. You probably get a lot of songwriting material, too, because I find that, you know, when you're out kind of just relaxing, things can basically come to you. You know what I mean? When you're, you know, on that water and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, especially when you're in your downtime by the campfire and you got your little blanket there if you need it. We love camping in the fall, so we love our campfires and just hanging out, and absolutely, that is songwriting momentum right there.
It really is. Oh, that is peace right there. That's amazing. I love it. And another fun question here for you. While you're performing, have you ever had kind of an embarrassing onstage moment that you could share with us? Anything happen live and in person?
Absolutely. This one time we were playing a pretty good-sized stage at a place in Louisville, Kentucky, and no one could see the fact that our drums were on a separate riser from the stage that we were on. And there was like a drop cloth in between there. And there was a spot in a particular song during a Delbert McClinton song, of all things, that I would take my tambourine and I would run back and hit the cymbals on the drum kit. And I went to step to hit the cymbals on the drum kit, and I found out very quickly that the stage was not connected to the drum riser, and I fell all the way to my hip bones down in between the two sets of stages. But literally, like, there were springs on my feet. I bounced right back up, and only very few people saw what happened.
Wow.
But the ones that did, boy, did we have a good time with it.
Oh, my God. They probably thought it was part of the show. I mean, you just spring right up.
Absolutely. The show must go on.
That is crazy. Yes, absolutely. Wow. See, I knew there had to have been some kind of moment because, I mean, you know, most people think that you just go up on stage and, you know, you're perfect and all the other stuff. But, I mean, things happen. Things do not go as planned when you're live sometimes.
And live is live. You never know.
Mm-hmm. You never know. And you got to just deal with it the best that you can. And I know you did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We ran out of time, but I had so much fun chatting with you, and we have to have you back on. When you have some more things that you'd like to promote or anything, we're here for you. Just let us know, and we'll promote.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Jenny Carr, everyone, and remember to go to jennycarr.com, her website, for your one-stop shop of all Jenny Carr.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Awesome. She's awesome. Great, great artist. We got to play her songs Don't Throw That Dog a Bone and Grace. So you could check out her website and see more all about her. You'll love it. You'll love it. So now, everyone, please, please welcome my next guest. So excited, everyone. Larry Massey to the show. Yeah.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hi, we're doing great. How are you?
Real well.
Good.
Wonderful to be on your show. You got a nice format here. I like this.
Thank you, thank you. We try our best. Sometimes, you know, things happen, but we try. We try. I'm so, so excited to have you on the show. We're going to have a lot of fun. I already know it.
Yes.
It'll be good. Mm-hmm. It'll be good. We have some music of yours that we're going to play. Got some fun questions here for you, so let's get started. I read, you know, on your bio, I got to see all the things that you've done, and I understand that you played drums for a very, very long time. Was that your start in music, in the music world, or how did you start? You know,
yes.
How did you find out that this was what you wanted to do?
Well, my brother played lead guitar, and I didn't start playing drums until I was 19. He was practicing over the garage, and the drummer wasn't there, but the drums were set up, and I'd always beat around on my book covers at school and such, you know. Anyway, I just picked them up, and I've been playing ever since, and I still play drums when somebody needs me, like at the Opry or something, Wiley Opry, or drummer's going out of town. So I still have my drums, and I still play from time to time. So 36 years later, man, I'm old, ain't I?
No. Wow, so you really got started, and is it, you know, mainly because of your brother kind of, you know, got you into it, or,
I guess so. I mean, I've always loved music, you know, up to that point, and then just kind of fell into it, and me and my brother just started playing all the local clubs and BFW, the Elks Lodges, and then started playing with some other folks, and we just... Anyway, yeah, long time.
I mean,
a long time.
Oh, that's so cool, though. That is so, so cool. Yeah. And then singing and songwriting came later for you, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably 93, something like that. I took a shot there at writing and found out I enjoyed it. And I just started writing and recording songs. My brother, he kind of, why are you spending all that money recording them songs? I said, I don't know, I enjoy it. And then next thing you know, 6 years later, I put together an album and then another album and then then I did a gospel album. So I've been doing a lot of writing and recording, and I haven't regretted any of that. That's a lot of, you know, good way to release. You know, drums is one kind of release. Singing is one kind of release. And that writing is another kind of release for as far as a musical you know, get it out of your system.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I agree. I agree completely. It's kind of, you know, how you can express yourself and whatever you can't say, you could just write a song about it, and then there you go.
Right. That's right. I played all those clubs and stuff, and like a lot of musicians, kind of fall off the deep end in the burning it at both ends, drinking too much and that kind of stuff. So 11 years ago, I got out of the whole club scene, all of it, and got into going back to church, and I lead singing at church now, and I just play retirement homes and private parties, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm singing more than I've ever sang in my life. I mean, I had 26 one-hour gigs in March, 26 one-hour shows. So, but... And I play guitar, and I also do soundtracks. So I'm a little bit of everything, but I know I'm talking 90 miles an hour, but that's the way I roll.
No, I like it. I like it. You do your thing. And you're really good at it, too. And I love your songs, and they're so catchy and so great. They're so fun to listen to. I was listening to some of them before the show that we're going to play tonight, and I am pretty much, you know, obsessed.
Cool.
Yes, I love Life After Prozac, which we're about to play in just a moment. That song's awesome.
Okay. Now, listen, that Milo Daring, the one who played with Leanne Rimes for 4 or 5 years, he's the one playing the steel and the fiddle. He plays on everybody's records, but that's where all that picking comes from.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. I am so beyond excited to hear it again. And I know you guys are so excited to hear it. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now? You know, we know you have this song out, but can you tell us a little bit more about your music and where we can get it and all that fun stuff?
Really, I'm not much of a salesman. I went to the normal places people go, like at CD Baby, CDBaby.com, and you punch in Larry Massey 1, the numeral 1, and you can go to my site and you can digitally upload any of those songs. There's 12, I think, country and 10 or 11 gospel songs that you can upload. Anyway, the last 2 songs I recorded was at Red River Home. It's the number 1 track on the country deal. And then that Life After Prozac. Those are the last 2 I recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red River Home, it's about moving from Dallas up here. We live right across the Red River in Hendricks, Oklahoma. We're not far from that Choctaw Casino, about 20 minutes from there. But anyway, that Red River Home's about that. Moving from Dallas to the prairie land up here. But really, lately that's about all that's really going on. A lot of this other stuff was recorded late 90s, 98, 99, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gospel album was all done between 2003 and 2007, except Well Done and A Living Word.
Awesome.
But anyway,
awesome.
I hope everybody enjoys it. It's I know it's put together well. McLean's recording in Garland. He played with Leanne for a while. He played on some of her earlier shows, and he's got his own studio there in Garland. And but anyway, he does a fine job at putting. He knows how to mix them songs. That's the key to all these recordings. I mean, you can be a good singer and have a bunch of good musicians, but if you don't know how to mix that song down, it's not going to work. It ain't, you know what I mean? So, but we get a good mix on these things, and I'm proud of that.
Oh, yeah, you should be. It's so, so well done, and I absolutely love it. I love it, love it, love it, and I am so excited to get the chance to play it. And I know people are going to want to buy it and get it and all that fun stuff. So, everyone, let's play your first song here. Let's get right to it. I'm so excited. Life After Prozac, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm so ready.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Here we go, everyone. Life After Prozac.
When you left, sweetheart, the world I knew came crashing all around. The joy I took for granted then, just 2 steps out of town. They say that time can heal all wounds, but I can't wait for that. The doctor called me in, he said you need a friend, and put me on Prozac. Will my blue skies all turn gray? Will I lose that silver lining that helps me through the day? Does my happiness depend upon those 40 milligrams? Is there life after Prozac, or is it shaky ground? I leaned on you too much. I thought you hung the moon. When you said goodbye, I said hello. now I feel brand new. But is there life after Prozac? Will my blue skies all turn gray? Will I lose that silver lining that helps me through the day? Does my happiness depend upon those 40 milligrams? Is there life after Prozac? Or is it shaky ground? Is there life after Prozac? Or is it shaky ground?
Crowd went wild.
They do. They are going wild. I love that. Life After Prozac by Larry Massey, everyone. And I love that song. And Tim Garman says, great country voice, classic country sound. You got it, man.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They love you. And I also was wondering, can you give us the links to, you know, websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Okay. I've got the Reverb Nation, Larry Massey, Reverb Nation, and I've got the CDBaby.com, and I'm on Facebook, and
awesome.
And I do have a couple of MySpace deals, one for country and one for, it's all gospel. When you type in Larry Massey gospel, it'll bring up, you know, for somebody who's just into all gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really about it. And then the other way is my email. It's LarryJMassey@yahoo.com. If I can help you with anything, any of the music or whatever, just email me. I'll be glad to send you whatever you need and do you right. And I tell everybody, when you get the CD, if you don't like the music, it makes an excellent coaster. You can set your iced tea on it.
Awesome, awesome. I love it. And, you know, I love your music. I think it's amazing. So, everyone, please check him out. All the fun sites that he just mentioned, and we'll also post all of the links after the show. I want everyone to know we'll post all of the links from, you know, all of our guests after the show to make sure you guys check it all out. So let's see here. I want to play your next song here that I love, Devil in a High Dollar Suit, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Love it. Here we go.
There's a devil in a high dollar suit, quoting from the Bible, the twisting of the truth, telling folks they'll prosper, making merchandise of you. There's a devil in a high dollar suit. The Bible says beware of false prophets having itching ears to fable, some will stray. But when the blind lead the blind, they both fall under. God's words will meet us on Judgment Day. There's a devil in a high dollar suit, quoting from the Bible, but twisting up the truth, causing folks to stumble while he promises the moon. There's a devil in a high dollar suit. Sure. flock to see. But you'll seldom hear of the blood Christ shed at Calvary, or how he suffered for a sinner like me. There's a devil in a high dollar suit, quoting from the Bible, twisting up the truth, begging folks for money and crying right on cue. There's a devil in a high dollar suit. In a high dollar suit.
Devil, what was that? Devil in a high dollar suit by Larry Matthew and Bethlehem right now. So are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I've got a few songs written that I hadn't recorded yet, really don't have the funds to do it at the moment.
Right.
I've been playing a lot of the retirement homes and stuff like that and staying busy, so I really hadn't, I ain't had time to even look up. I've got one song called The Nursing Home Prayer that's really, it's a sad song. It's about people that's been left behind at the nursing home. And it's going to make a good song. It's a great poem, and they published it in a newspaper up here, and a woman from Ada, Oklahoma, called me and told me how it touched her heart, how she goes and sees her sister every day at the nursing home. But that poem is to talk about how people are forgotten that are left in the nursing home. And anyway, I write a lot of gospel poems.
Yeah.
So I've got a ton of poems and a bunch of stuff. And anyway, just I'm really blessed, and I don't know how else to say it, but I've got a lot to be thankful for. And and my wife's birthday is tomorrow. She said, be sure and say that. my wife's
happy
birthday tomorrow.
I love happy birthday.
And I was going to also mention this. All that harmony on all these songs you hear is my sister-in-law, Mary Massey, and my brother, Jimmy Massey. They're singing all the harmony, and they do an excellent job. They're really pro.
Wow, yeah.
And they work
for
cheap.
So
I just
good.
I just had to buy them barbecue. You can't be
you, dead. Yes, they deserved it. It was so good. Wow, that is awesome. That is so, so awesome. And you have some fans here in the chat room that are writing some awesome things to you here.
Really?
Yes, White Panther says, well done, Larry, one songwriter to another. Awesome.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much. So kind.
Oh, yeah. And also, White Panther says, he's got a new fan on Reverb Nation.
Cool. All right. I'll check him out, too. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Oh, and Tim Garman in the chat room says, happy birthday to the White.
Birthday,
and he's going to be a fan, too. That is awesome. love it. Also, I was wondering, who have you met? Some fun questions here for you, because it wouldn't be the Josie Show without any fun questions.
Okay.
Yes. but who have you met or worked with that has made just a huge impression on you and your career? I mean, it could be, one of the sound guys or a songwriter.
I played drums behind a guy named Gary Smith. He passed away earlier this year. He was 68, but he did all Waylon and all Elvis. And me and my brother played behind him for like 12 years. And when I saw people reacting to his singing, I thought, man, I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I always had the desire to do that. And then when I went to Nashville in 91, I won a contest at an Opry, and I got to go record a couple of songs in Nashville and get to go backstage. And that's probably one of the biggest impressions. I met Hank Snow, Roy Acuff, and who's the father of bluegrass? What's his name? Bill Monroe. I met all them guys in one night backstage and talked to them just like I was in a little living room.
Uh-huh.
And that right there did more for me than anything. It made me realize that they're just people just like me and you. And that, you know, if we got any kind of desire or capability, that, you know, anyway, meeting them helped me a lot. Just seeing that they were just human like everybody else, even though, you know, they're great in their field, outstanding in their field.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that is so cool. All in one night.
Yeah, it's crazy. So cool.
It's crazy.
I wrote a song on the way back home called, let's see, Backstage at the Opry, What a Grand Place to Be. Anyway, it's kind of corny. I never did do anything with it.
I love it. That's awesome. That is awesome. That is so cool. But very, very nice. And also, I was wondering, you know, what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies in your downtime when you're not working on your music?
Well, I just picked up running here, actually just walking and getting up to a jog, trying to do some exercise and get some of this weight off of me, and got a garden up here. We got a garden that we mess with, and we're working on our house, getting a new roof on it, but staying busy at church. You know, I lead singing mostly on Sunday nights. I go to the Church of Christ, and it's all a cappella. And anyway, that's a blessing right there in itself. So just going to church and trying to live a right life, you know, and trying to act like I got half a mind.
Oh, I love it. awesome.
But listen, the KHYI out of Dallas, 95.3 The Range, they play my gospel songs. And I did have some Tonk records that I don't try to push them no more because I don't really live that lifestyle, and I don't have anything to do with that hardcore type stuff. But they used to play my other songs back in the 90s. I had a song called Jim Beam in My Glove Box and Sheila on My Mind. It's terrible. Anyway, so but I've moved on since all that, and I'm thankful to be where I'm at right now and still to be alive.
Yes. Amen.
But anyway, I appreciate you so much for having me on your show. First time I've done something like this in a long time. So,
I'm so glad you did this. I'm so glad you came on the show and chatted with us and had some fun. I mean, perfect timing because we're actually running out of time. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. I think you are incredible, and I'm a huge fan of yours, and I'm going to keep looking at everything that you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much, Josie, and thank you for the singers promoting the singer-songwriter and all us poor folks out here.
My pleasure. I love to have anything else you would like to promote, anything in the future, give us a call, and we'll be the first ones to get it all out there.
Okay. Yeah, hey, I'm friends with old Jolie Holiday. You know, I play drums with her a little bit from time to time. You had her on the show a few months ago. Yeah, she's from Richardson.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I know her. We ran the same places. I just thought I'd throw that in there right there before you hang up on me.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Oh, she's awesome. She is so awesome.
Yeah,
it's so funny how, like, you know, it's such a small world. I mean, I've had people on the show that, you know other people that are coming on my show or have been on my show. That's hilarious. It's so cool.
Well, you do a fine job, and I know everybody appreciates the effort you put forth and all that you do for all of us little peons out here. So we thank you.
You guys are awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Larry Massey, everyone. And we'll keep in touch, right?
Yes, dear. I will. Hey, I got your number here.
Good. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Larry Massey, everyone. He's so awesome. Thank you. Love it. I have amazing guests on tonight. This is crazy. This is cray-cray. I have some awesome people here. So now I'm going to cue up my producer because we're going to do something special here. In a second. You?
Rosie, you got some fans listening, and they all have a question. They seem to know that your Josie Show studio is in your house, and they want to know how they supposed to know that you're not, like, doing a show in your pajamas right now.
Oh, my God. I swear I'm not. They wouldn't know. That's true. They will not know. I mean, you know, I have actually done shows in my PJs because, I mean, you know, I go to bed right after. This is exhausting, okay? This is mentally exhausting, people, okay? But yeah, I mean, you wouldn't know. But, I mean, some guests might. You don't know. You wouldn't know. You never know. But, yeah, I am definitely fully clothes. I'm good.
And Vicky, our friend from England there, wants to know if you could say something in British.
British. Oh, gosh. I don't. Oh, my God. Hello, governor. Is that British? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Thank you. See, I've seen it in the chat. I don't know anything else that, you know, I could say because I didn't learn yet. Vicky has to teach me these because I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, let me bring my producer on because we're going to do something special here in just a second, something that we haven't done in for a while, so hopefully it still works. All right, here we go. Let me put on my producer.
Okay,
Tina
Vicky
Marie.
Said that you have a good British accent.
Thank you. See? Mm.
You did very
you
good.
Go. I did
okay.
Very good.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't have even known what to say. Good for you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay, so the special part isn't that I came on. Which, you know, kind of wish it was.
It always is special. It always is.
Thank you. So, you know, we haven't dialed out too often, you know, here on the show. Our guests usually come into us. And this time we are going to try. Hopefully it works. Otherwise,
we're
going to
scare
another on-air fail.
Yes.
Okay, so everyone listening, Tina is going to be pressing buttons, and that usually means the fire department is going to show up. So don't get scared.
Yes. You might hear a little bit of some sirens, but other than that, it's all good.
It's going to be good. So I am going to try and call our next guest. We're bringing on Vernon Oxford.
Man.
And, so we're going to try and call him. I believe he's at a family member's house today, but we're going to give it a shot and see if we can get him. Does anybody hear anything?
I don't hear anything right now.
Okay,
so
good.
Oh, now I do. Oh, that's, oh, my gosh. What did you just
do? I don't know, but I think it's working.
Calling in private queue.
Oh, okay. We tell them we'll bring them right on.
Yeah, it's all good. We got it.
Let's see.
This is fun.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Vernon?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Hello. You are on the air. I'm about to scare you.
On the air.
You are on the air. Hi, how are you? You're on the Josie Show. Woo! Woo, woo.
Yeah, woo.
Woo, woo. Hope we didn't scare you too bad. That was the first time, I think maybe the second time that we've done that, and I'm so glad it was successful. We thought it was going to be a fail. We didn't know if we were going to get you or, you know, a neighbor or something. We were scared.
Right.
But we're glad we got you. And so how are you? What's going on?
I'm great.
Good. Good. I'm glad. So I am very excited. I am so very excited to get the chance to interview and chat with you. You've done a lot of awesome, awesome things, and I get to play some of your music as well. So let's start here. I want to start kind of at the beginning with, you know, your earliest memory of making music. When did this all happen for you? When did you realize you wanted to do this?
When I was about 4.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We went to an old country church, and there was a preacher came in there and held a revival, and he sung a song called "I've Been Waiting, Lord, to Go." And I don't know, something about the song just soaked into me, you know?
Yeah.
And we had an old pedal organ, and Mom was sitting in there playing and singing that song. And I started helping her sing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first mistake.
That was the first one. No.
Yeah, she quit singing and said, "Go ahead," you know. So I went ahead and finished the song. And she said, "Will you do that in church Sunday?"
Ooh.
And I said, "Yeah," you know. Well,
yeah.
I got to church and they started begging me to sing it. And of course, I realized, you know, there's more to it than just saying it. But they finally kept on until they finally got up there and sung it. Everybody in the place cried, including me.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I've been singing ever since.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of those moments. where, you know, you're very, you know, you're like 4 years old and you're like, you know, kind of just, you don't know what's going to happen. You go in there and if people are, you know, so moved by you and, you know, hugging you and all that fun stuff, I mean, that's kind of a life changing moment where you're like, I want that to happen again and again. So you keep going. That's awesome.
The preacher picked me up, stuck me up there, said, look at him. And I just kept singing.
He just kept singing, as you should.
But
that is
I would get out and walk around, and there was I don't know what it was, but remember there's a song called Go Tell Aunt Rosie, the old Grey Goose. And I'd get out there and I'd walk and sing that and cry. I could picture them babies out there, you know, the mama's gone and they're out there swimming around on the ponds. So,
oh my gosh, that was very interesting for you.
I'd get out there and I'd just, you know, go tell Aunt Rosie.
Ooh.
Go tell Aunt Rosie. Go tell Aunt Rosie, the old gray goose is dead.
That was good. That's awesome.
And, she, you know, the next brother, she drowned it in the mill pond when a rock fell on her head.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, yeah, she drowned it in the mill pond. She drowned it in the mill pond. She drowned it in the mill pond when a rock fell on her head.
That is funny. That's crazy. I can't believe
you. The goblins awesome. Were crying.
I like it. I like it.
It ought to be a hit, Eddie.
It is. Totally. Yep. It's a hit, I tell you. That is so cool. Thank you for singing also to
you.
Us. I'm like, wow, very nice. Very, very nice. But really, really cool. And I was wondering, though, you know, who are your biggest musical influences? I mean, who do you listen to and look up to, you know?
Really, all of them.
Because,
you know, if a person is good enough to make it, he's, you know, in business-wise as well as talent-wise, then he's to be commended, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not easy.
mm-mm. Not at all. I mean, whoever, I totally am in awe of everybody that goes, you know, has so much, you know, has the guts to kind of even go up on that stage and do their thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, I wow. You know?
Yeah.
No words for that. Mm-hmm.
It's a different story when you're up there doing it, you know. It is sitting back there watching.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good answer. Also, I want to mention that you were with RCA Records for some time, and you have a huge UK following. And what I want to know is, how do you think that following in the UK came about? I mean, how did that happen?
RCA, you know, dropped me because they thought I was too country. Well, I was too country for what they was wanting to do, the direction they were wanting to go. And, but Bob Ferguson, you know, who wrote The Wings of a Dove.
Yeah.
He was my producer, and he was pretty much sold on me, him and Chet Atkins like me.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, you know, they gave me a chance on RCA, and I had several songs that were really playing well, you know, Baby Sister and Woman Let Me Sing This Song, What a Winter Time in Georgia. They all went real good for me as far as plays, but as far as sales, they didn't sell that much. So they dropped me because they said it wasn't selling enough records.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a letter from, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got a letter from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to know if I had any, what happened, you know. And
right.
I wrote back and told them I got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote back and said, well, do you have any unreleased material? And I said, yeah. I do. And so they wrote back again and says, I said, I've got enough for an album.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote back and said, but what could, would it help if we wrote RCA?
Oh.
And I said, but it wouldn't hurt.
Right.
So somehow it spread all over Europe. And they were getting letters from Scotland, England, Ireland, you know, Sweden. Big, big boxes full, you know, of wanting RCA to release my unreleased material.
Yeah.
And a guy came over and asked me if I would go on a tour of England.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes.
Yes.
I didn't ask him how much he paid.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing, you know. And so he said, well, it'd be next year. I said, I've got Patsy Montana on a tour this year.
Wow.
So, I've got a tour for next year.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks later, he called me back, said, I can't find Patsy Montana. Will you do her tour?
Hmm.
And it was 7 weeks. And I said, sure. So I paid my airfare. And they furnished a band, and I sat on an amplifier for 7 weeks tour, you know, with an old step van. And the places were full. Of course, they weren't big, you know, bars and nightclubs.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time the tour was over, the places were full and the yards were full outside. So just open the doors and windows, you know, we just want to hear him, and we'll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was a bus that was at every place, you know, and I said, I've seen that, ain't that bus been showing up every night? And come find out a bunch of people went together and leased the bus the whole time.
Hmm.
So, when I come home, Bob Ferguson told me that the response we were getting. And there was the Mervyn Kahn had an international country music festival. And the guy that booked me on the first tour, he tried to get me on there. Mervyn said, who's Vernon Oxford? So I told the band, I said, I can't say anything, but you can. So every night they told people what he said. And writing, letting them know who Vernon Oxford is. Well, they wrote him just like they wrote RCA. And next thing you know, my phone rang, and it's him wanting to book me on the show. So we did that, and, you know, from then on, I was just on fire in Europe.
Wow, that is so cool. So, I love how when one door closes, another one opens for you, and then, you know, you kind of just, you know, you get the opportunity, and you go for it, and then that's what happens. That's so cool.
Yeah, I came back home and found out that RCA would re-sign me.
Well, there you go.
So I resigned with the label, and I had 7 songs in a row and hit the Billboard charts. And guess what?
Oh, I love that story. Wow. Good ending. Good happy ending. That's what
well,
I like.
It was, except I got dropped again.
Oh.
So,
at least you hit the charts. Oh,
well,
my God.
It seemed like every time I turn around, I'd get this old glacier to country.
Oh!
And I said,
you never know.
Too country for country, you know?
Right, right. You never know. That is interesting, interesting story. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's crazy. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. That is crazy.
The public have been real good to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I still get mail all the time from people all over the world. And I get emails from people in the language I can't even read.
Cool.
But, you know, it's good to know that people still appreciate the real thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that is so, so cool that you still get, you know, messages from fans you know, that remember you from, you know, doing that, you know, all those tours and all that other stuff. I think that's really, really cool. And another thing, you know, that's really cool that I seen is, you know, back around 1976, you put out a song called Redneck, the Redneck National Anthem, and it was controversial back then. I don't know if it would be now, but can you tell us a bit about this song anyway?
I've read somewhere about that. Johnny Russell had Redneck, White Sox, and Blue Ribbon beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy came up in Texas and said, I'm a Redneck, or Redneck mm-hmm. National Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Ferguson listened to it, and he said, that's burning.
that's burning. That's funny.
Yeah, so we did it, and it really opened a lot of doors. And after that, there's a lot more Redneck songs came out
mm-hmm.
about the people, you know. But you'd think it's rough up and down, but that's life, you know.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
No matter what you're doing, there's some ups and downs.
Right. Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And I'm getting ready to play your music here. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you currently have out right now, you know, for, you know, music that's out there right now that, you know, people can check out and purchase and all that fun stuff?
That's a good question because I don't have the answer.
Google is always our friend.
Me, you know, they had seen me on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They had seen me on GodTube and just all the different things on the internet. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And no, I'm not kidding. You know, go on and look yourself. And there I was. And they advertising all these album releases. And
mm-hmm.
The CD, Germany came out with a CD set. It's five CDs, a 32-page biography book,
mm-hmm.
and 140 songs, and
wow.
It was all the things that I had released at that time, and it's
wow.
still selling, and
mm-hmm.
it's been out close to 10 years, I guess, but it's still selling just like it always is.
That's awesome. It's still selling. That's awesome.
Ernest Tubbs told me, said, I got five people that she got it ordered right now, but they have to ship it out of Germany to get it, but... And then they came out. Guess what? You've heard the Oxford Chew?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got a Vernon Oxford Chew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I was looking on there and he said, Vernon Oxford Chew. I said, what?
What?
So I called him up and I said, hey, man, you got my name on there. Brother, you have a patent on it? I said, what? Have you got a patent on your name? I said, well, I don't reckon. I was born and gave me that name when I was born. Well, you don't have a patent on it. So, I said, at least you ought to give me a free pair of shoes.
I know, right? Oh, wait. That's funny. Oh, my gosh. That is funny. but, yeah, I mean, you know, Google is our friend. So, I mean, I'm assuming if you just type in, you know, your name, Vernon Oxford, then it'll pop up, you know, all your all your stuff. So that's the easy way.
It's interesting. I get on there and look at it and cry, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Even though the people, well, you can't buy people.
Right. Right.
And if they like you, they like you. And
exactly.
I was at a festival in Ireland. It's been, I guess, about two, 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed autographs for 2.5 hours after the show was over.
Whew.
And the selling CDs and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed at how many I sold.
Mm-hmm.
And the people told me, said, do you know why we like you, Vernon? In Ireland, do you know why we like you so much? And I said, no. No, I don't. Because you don't think you're better than we are.
Aww.
You don't think you're better than we are. So you get your pictures took with us. You give us, you guys just have a hug, and you let us have a wee peck on the chin, on the jaw if we want to kiss.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
And you're there till the last autograph is signed.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think you're better than God, and we appreciate it. And I thought, golly. You know?
Right. Wow. That is so cool. I mean, yeah. I mean,
I don't deserve that, but people are. They're not just people, and they're not just fans or friends, you know.
Oh wow, mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, speaking as a fan, you know, because I am a fan. I mean, that's the most, you know, the most thing that, you know, we appreciate is when, you know, a artist, you know, takes the time to talk with us or take a picture or sign autographs, and you know, you do that, you do all of it. So I mean, I could totally agree with them that, you know, you are great for that. You know what I mean? You're just awesome.
But it's the people that make you that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the public that. I've not done anything that's any better than anybody else has done. I mean, I'm just a human being, but you know, God has been good to me.
Absolutely.
And
mm-hmm.
I've got a wife. We celebrated her 51st wedding anniversary last month.
Oh, wow. Oh, congratulations.
And, you know,
awesome.
I told everybody, I said, we both got married. You know, it's not just a thing. We both got married. We work together. We do everything together, and we go everywhere together.
Definitely. That's adorable. That's so cool.
I can't imagine life without my wife.
Right.
That would be a good song.
I love it. I love that. I mean,
I can't explain life without my wife.
That's a song. See, there you go.
Yeah.
That could be a hit. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I can see that. I can see that. That's awesome. Real quick here, I want to get to a caller. You have a caller here. I believe Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country on a great Facebook group called in. He wants to talk to you. So, everyone, here is Don Caldwell. Let's put him on.
Hey, hello, Josie.
Hello. Hi. You're on the line with me and Vernon Oxford. Woo-hoo.
I just wanted to call and tell Vernon that I am a big fan of his, and we've talked a few times on the phone, and I absolutely love music, Vernon. The box set is an awesome set. We talked about it, and... You are a very good singer. You're too modest, actually. And I can't understand why the United States didn't like you as much as overseas, because Josie knows our friend Rick, and Rick had told me about your box set. He had your box set, and I listened to it, and that is awesome. You're a very nice guy, first of all, and you're a very, very good singer, and I appreciate your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Don. But let me just speak to like you.
Have you been to Arkansas yet, or are you going to go? Did you go yet on your retreat?
Yeah, I went down there a month ago.
Okay, cool.
And
I hope everything went good.
We did 2 weeks there, and yeah, it went good. But
yeah, a bunch of my friends from Arkansas were on there, and they were talking about how you were, well, when you say it Arkansas style, you were kin to them. Okay, so they were talking about listening to the show tonight. So you got a bunch of your home folks listening to you. So you can give them a big yell out to Arkansas. And I'm going to let you get your interview with Josie. And I wanted to and tell you thanks for doing the show. And I'm a huge fan of yours. And I've listened to you over and over. And I love your music.
Thank you very much, Don. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate people like you that are friends, not just fans, but friends.
Yeah, definitely.
And,
I'm definitely your friend. Hey,
thanks to everyone.
Do me a favor, Vernon. I lost your number. Do me a favor and send me your number on Facebook, if you would, please. I'd like to stay in touch with you.
Okay, listen, give me a ride on there in the morning.
Okay.
And
yeah, I'll be.
And get your address and everything, and I'll get it to you. All right.
Okay, cool. That'll work. I'll send you a message in the morning.
Okay, Don. God
bless.
All
right, take care. Enjoy your. Hey, thanks, Josie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You too, man.
Awesome. That was Don Caldwell from Keeping Country. He's awesome. And that's so, so cool. And also here, I got some fun questions here for you before we run out of time, because I don't want to get cut off. Not fun.
Right.
So first off, a fun question. Have you ever had any kind of, you know, do you have any fun or, you know, hobbies or anything that you like to do while you're, you know, not working on your music, kind of on your downtime? What's some hobbies you like to do?
Well, I used to like to fish a lot. I used to go fishing about every day back when I was young, but I'm in my 70s now, and that kind of slows you down a little bit.
Right.
I used to love to pitch horseshoes, and I still do.
Yes.
It's kind of like playing croquet and all that. It's a lot of fun, you know. But that's, that'd be that and just sitting around and enjoying life. I've done a lot of things. Really, I've been blessed and getting to do a whole lot of things that I never dreamed would get to do. But you know, I love to get together with people and pitch horseshoes and just get with friends sometimes and just sit back and jam a little bit, you know.
Absolutely.
But only thing wrong with my singing, I still got this thing. I get to singing, especially the old hymns. I get on the old church hymns and start singing them. I get to cry and have to quit.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, I mean, you're an outdoorsy person, which is amazing. And also, I love how, you know, how connected you are, you know, with your friends and you like that. And I would love to one of these days get to meet you and, you know, get to hang out with you, because you seem like a really, really awesome guy one of these days.
Well, I'm here.
Awesome.
So if you're in this area, you know, get in touch with me.
Absolutely.
We'll get together and have dinner or something.
Sounds good. Get to see you perform.
I held a revival down in Northwest Arkansas, you know, last month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said last month, it's been 2 weeks since I came home. And we had some people drive 3.5 hours to come down there to the revival just to meet me, you know.
Wow. That is awesome.
And, it amazes me. Because, you know, being quite honest, I don't deserve that, but I guess the Lord thought different.
Yes.
But I really appreciate my fans, and I want to say thank you to you for giving me an interview and
anytime.
For all my fans for requesting my songs and for sticking with me all these years.
Absolutely. Just keep doing what you're doing. You are incredible. Keep doing your thing, and I just want to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show and taking the time to chat with us. And anything else that you would like to promote or anything, you know, even to stop by and say, hey, please do so, because, you know, keep in touch, all right? You're a friend for life when you're on Joe's show.
You do the same, okay?
All right. Thank you so, so much. And we're going to actually get to play your song, The Last Day of New Orleans. So I just want to thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you soon, all right? Keep in touch.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Vernon Oxford, everyone. Wow. Awesome. Great talent I've had on the show. And now I want to play his song, Vernon Oxford's song, The Last Day of New Orleans. And we'll be right back. Here we go.
The last days of New Orleans. Oh, what a sad day. They were begging and pleading, please take us away from death and destruction that knocked on their door. The last days of New Orleans, a city no more. That ugly lady, Katrina by name, brought a surprise and planned her game. Now it's all over. It's finished and done. The last days of New Orleans, ruled by the gun. What is the answer when people won't hear, won't listen to reason, don't seem to care when they build cities on clay and on sand without foundation? Then they can't stand. Remember Atlantis, that city of yours, deep in the ocean, there evermore, never to rise, no more will it be, the last days of New Orleans. Covered o'er by the sea, that ugly lady, Katrina by name, brought a surprise in playing her game. Now it's all over, it's finished and done, the last days of New Orleans, ruled by the gun.
And that was The Last Days of New Orleans by our guest that was just on, Vernon Oxford. And I want to thank so much my three amazing guests that were on tonight, Jenny Carr, Larry Massey, and Vernon Oxford. They're amazing. I'll give away their links in just, you know, a second on my after the show. I'll put it on my my links, you know, Facebook and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to post all of their websites. And so I got a few announcements here that I want to mention. So first off, remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net, fcnr.net, in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can check out our archives or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. I mean, we have episodes from when I was 14, my first episode, to now, to our current. And also, we have 7 special edition episodes currently up now, so check them out. You can go to our website, same place, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab. You can check out episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and a Ray Price full interview show where I got to talk to Mr. Ray Price himself and Justin Trevino. So you can check out those
as
well.
Let people know that if you want a pair of pajamas like the ones Josie wears when she does the show, just go into our online store. We got them.
Yes, check it out. Also, want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio? Please call 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. 1-800-273-3333 or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at JosieShow.com. And we have introductory rates now with the startup of our new station, so there will never be a better time to spend your advertisement dollars on radio. Yes.
White Panther, one of our previous guests who's in a chat room right now, wants to know if the pajamas that we have in the online store are footy pajamas.
You know what? I have no idea. They could be. Check that out. They're not. No, they're not.
You could always get one of the Snuggies.
Yes. You see, there you go. That's the closest thing to it. There you go. Also, I want to get through this here. Our station, our radio station launch was this past February. We could be heard at josiescountryblastradio.com on Live365, Roku, TiVo, and smartphones such as iPhones and Droids by downloading the free Live365 app, our Josie's Country Blast radio page on Facebook, and even right here at josieshow.com when we're not live with the Josie Show. You could check it out. So make sure you do that. We'll be playing actually a mix of new and classic country music, music from signed and unsigned artists, top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dance hall music. So please make sure to tune us in at work and on the go. We have you know, songs for everyone. And also, we're very excited because we're ranked, I think we're still ranked number 3. On Live 365 in the country genres for stations.
3 in hot country.
3, right? Yeah. 3 in the country genre. And also, you know, I just want to thank all of you guys so much for listening, because we wouldn't be at that number 3 spot without your guys' help. So thank you so much, and keep listening. And at Josie's
Country Blast Radio on Giveaway Tuesdays.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we started that new thing, you know, just Country Blast Radio, our Giveaway Tuesday. And so our next one, because we had Jenny Cars, but now we're going to do another one, which is going to be on April 9th.
Be on Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday. Giveaway Tuesday, every Tuesday, I believe. Yes, the new one starts on April 9th, and our artist of the day will be Lace Whitworth, so make sure you tune in Tuesday, and when you hear one of his songs played, be the first to text in to 331-442-5833 to win. We have CDs, autographed photos to give away. I mean, we have a lot of cool stuff like that.
Just to be clear, for those of you on the other side of the world, Giveaway Tuesday could occur on Wednesday.
It depends. It depends on the time zones. It's always a little confusing, but you could make sure you figure that out, and you know, so you don't miss it. And also next week, joining us on the Josie Show will be Camille Sanders, Eric Gordon, Eric Strickland, and Trini Triggs. And on Monday, April 8th, we'll bring you Bill Green on the Josie Show special edition. So you can tune into that right here at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone, same place, josieshow.com. Now, this is important. Let me tell you about our Josie Show VIP members. First, we welcome as a new member Vince Anthony and his team. Vince is an incredible artist with outstanding music, a great band, and a super team. And he does many live performances. However, right now, his big news is a new CD out titled Too Much Honky Tonkin'. And we play a couple of his songs from the CD on our station, so you may have already heard his songs. Let's Just Love Each Other Tonight and Hold Me Again, both fantastic songs, just like all of them on his CD. And I have had the pleasure of hearing the CD on repeat over and over again, and you need to get it so you can do the same. To get your copy of Vince Anthony's CD, all you have to do is go to www.vinceanthonyonline.com. Vince, V-I-N-C-E, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, online.com. And our very first Josie Show VIP member, who is Tim Garman, who you can hear on our opening jingle and hear his music played on our station as well. Tim, as you know, heard our calling about representing us country girls that don't necessarily live in the South, and he wrote and recorded a song titled Chicago Country Girls that you can get right now. It's awesome. We debuted it last week on our show. So to get your copy, just go to CD Baby or Tim's website at www.timgarmonmusic.com. Tim, T-I-M, Garmon, G-A-R-M-O-N, music.com. And you'll love his songs as much as we do. So please check it out. I want to cue in my producer here because she has more to say about the VIP member and how you can be a member. Here we go.
Here we go. We are running with the VIP membership. So, artists, everybody out there who's a singer-songwriter, if you would like what we call benefits and endless promotion on radio as well as on our live show and social media as well as, you know, press releases, et cetera, we're getting ready to do a couple really great things here this summer, including a show, et cetera. So if you are interested in taking part and receiving these benefits, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab up at the top, and register. It literally takes 2 minutes to do, and you start receiving the benefits right away. Feel free to, you know, contact, if you see them on Facebook, Tim Garman or Vince Anthony, they'll let you know the job that we do. And so definitely go ahead, sign up. You start taking advantage of the benefits right away, and the benefits last you an entire year. So it's kind of hard to find that deal somewhere, but we take you and we run with it. That's what we do.
That is what we do and continue to do. So, and if you have any questions, just remember, you know, you can contact us at Josie, J-O-S-I-E, at josieshow.com, or Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. You can email us if you have any questions, or, you know, questions for us concerning, you know, anything on our, you know, anything that we can answer. And also, you know, questions for the guests that week, you can call in. I mean, call in. If you can't call in, you can remember, you can email us at those two emails I just gave you, Josie at josieshow.com and Tina at josieshow.com. Or you can call our 24-hour contact line and leave us a message. We also take shout-outs. So if you want to send a message to someone on air, just let us know. So, yeah, that's about it. That's all my announcements for tonight. Oh, we do have one more. Never mind. I lied. So let's see here. My producer here will give us the deets on that.
We have one last-minute thing here that I wanted to mention that I haven't had a chance to even talk to you about quite yet. So I just want to say that I would like everybody who's listening to please, if you can, send a prayer for Joey Riley. He is the fiddle player and frontman for Mickey Gillier. He was for several years. He's now playing with Clay Cooper. But he got some health news, and I just think that it would be awesome if everybody could just get together and say some prayers for him. We mm-hmm. want him better and back on the stage. All right? So thank you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
fast recovery, Al.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All our love to you.
All our love. Thank you so much. Please send a prayer for him. And I just want to say thank you guys all so much for coming on the show and chatting with us and having fun and participating in our giveaway that we had with Jenny Carr. And thank you all so much for tuning in. And I love you guys so much, and see you guys next Friday.
And remember that this broadcast is a copyrighted trademark of Bag of Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions, and cannot be rebroadcast or redistributed without our explicit permission.
Exactly. Absolutely. Thank you so much for mentioning that. It's true. It's true.
Otherwise, Zuzu will come to your house, eat all your food, and poop in your shoes.
Well, you know what? That sounds interesting.
We have a pack of girls, and they know where you live.
Wow. Well, now if anybody else is listening to our show, because they might be scared, then I'm going to end right now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to The Josie Show. See you guys soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in.